Off the whip.
Off the whip, okay. Now, when you go to the store and they put your purchases and something for you to bring them home in, what is that called?
Grocery bag, that's paper spoke.
Okay, paper spoke. And does it matter what size it is or what you call it?
Usually you want one to hold most of your groceries.
Okay, now what would you call a little bitty one?
Small paper bag.
Okay, and...
Or a large paper bag.
All right, now, years ago, did people distinguish between calling a little one thing and a big one? I mean, like, the difference between a sack and a poke or a paper bag?
I don't remember.
Okay. So it didn't matter what size it was?
No, just so it'd do the job.
Okay. Now, if you bought a lot of sugar at one time, how would it have been packaged?
Usually, people a long time ago would buy 100-pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, it's usually about a 10-pound bag, a 5-pound bag.
What was it made of back then when you bought it, the bag?
Well, a sugar sack, 100-pound sugar sack would be made out of a coarse, heavy, ducky-type material.
How about flour?
And sometimes it would be what's called double sack, and then you'd have a jute sack over the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the other question?
Flour. What did it make
it was,
what was in it?
It was a flour sack. Usually came in that regular sack, just like you buy in that. Well, you don't buy them in sacks anymore, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, but was it cloth or...?
Yeah, it was a cloth sack.
Okay. Now,
You could buy flour in barrels, too.
Yeah.
At one time.
I wonder how much one of those barrels would weigh.
I think a barrel was 96 pounds. I think it was the same. A barrel was 2 48-pound sacks. Flour came in 48-pound bags. And I think a barrel was equal to two 48-pound bags.
You'd have to have a wagon there.
96 pounds, I believe, was a barrel.
Okay, if one of those things was made out of real rough cloth, what would you call it?
A jute.
Jute, or what
a
would you call
sack.
It? Toe sack. Toe sack, okay. What do you call the amount of corn that you'd take to the mill at one time? I mean, did you have a term for a certain amount that you'd take at a time?
Well, a peck, you mean a bushel of corn, a peck, or a turn of corn.
All right, a turn of corn. And did you ever have a term for how much wood, say, you could carry in your arms?
Just an armful.
Armful, okay. There was no rough knit. Okay, armful. If we were sitting in here and it got dark, but it wasn't dark anywhere else in the house, you would assume that you needed to replace the
fuse and light box.
Uh-huh, but if the fuse was all right, then it might be the
bulb.
Okay. What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. All right, when grandmother had done that washing on Monday, what did she carry it to the line in? From the pot to the...
Well, we had wash tubs. Mm-hmm. We had several wash tubs, and you'd boil the clothes in the pot, then rinse them in one tub, and then wash some more and rub them, and then from there you go into what's called a rinsing tub.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd have another tub. She'd usually have another tub, but I think she'd have some kind of a blue and some kind of a material in to make them white.
Mm-hmm.
And then just empty them right back in those tubs when they're finished.